This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson. Here's something to think about.
Increasingly, all eyes are on the upcoming election, and one of the parts of the political science on that, yes, deals with policy, yes, deals with the mechanics of a campaign, but it also deals with which Americans prioritize which issues. I'm Mike Ferguson. Thank you for making American Viewpoints part of your weekend. One of the more contentious parts of the debate is in the U.S. House. It's called the Secure the Border Act. It has passed the House. The Senate may or may not do something with it. We'll find out in the coming weeks. And basically, that is an effort to secure the border. I'm joined now by Chris Chmielewski. He is the vice president of Numbers USA. And we'll talk about the bill here in a second, Chris. But one of the things that may surprise people is that Americans who happen to be Hispanic actually are showing more support for this. And that runs counter to a lot of the narrative that we hear. What's behind that, do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a long time trend that we've seen. There's a new New York Times Siena poll out that shows that Biden has lost about 33 points amongst Latinos since Election Day. And then Rasmussen, a national polling firm as well, they do a biweekly immigration survey. And in their most recent one, they found that 59% of Hispanics thought that the federal government was doing too little to secure the southern border. So this has been a common theme about Hispanics. People think that politicians think that one of the ways they can pander to the Hispanic community is to support more immigration, support amnesty, to support the status quo of what's happening down on the border. But polling shows you that that's not really the case. And you did start to see a shift in both the 2020 election and then again in the 2022 election. And I'll be curious to see if that shift continues in 2024. But overall, Hispanics do support immigration enforcement, contrary to some popular belief that's been pushed out there.
So we're looking at both legal and illegal immigration, just to be clear.
Right. You know, you'll see it more predominantly in the illegal immigration questions when you ask what's the best way to control immigration. A large number of Hispanics support requiring businesses to use E-Verify, which cuts down on illegal hiring, takes away the jobs magnet. That deters people from coming to the country illegally in the first place. If they know they can't get a job here, they absolutely want the border secured, and they don't have an issue with interior enforcement, with finding people, identifying individuals who are in the country illegally, and then removing them from the country if they are indeed here illegally. They may be a little bit softer on the amnesty issue, dealing with the people who have been here for a longer period of time illegally. But for the most part, you know, they don't want to see massive legal immigration. They want to see immigration reduced.
And now what does this translate into when it comes to elections, for instance? I mean, how much of a priority is the issue with this particular voting bloc?
Yeah, I think this is one of those things where, especially with the ongoing border crisis that we've seen for the last 2+ years, it transcends political lines pretty much all across all demographics. People are fed up what's happening down on the border. The main question, the primary question, is how is this going to impact their choices in 2024? Number one, we've got our first GOP debate coming up at the end of the month, GOP presidential debate coming up at the end of the month. How are they going to talk about this issue? You'll hear a lot of times from Republicans, well, legal immigration is good, illegal immigration is bad. But, you know, that's not going to be enough, especially with what we've experienced down on the border for the last couple of years. I think Republicans are going to have to take a more solid stand and offer more solutions on how they're going to have to stop this to win over some votes. But I do think some votes in the middle and maybe even more towards the left are up for grabs because of the current administration's handling of the immigration issue.
We are visiting with Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA, where he is the vice president. Okay, I mentioned at the very beginning of the conversation here, Chris, H.R. 2, the Secure the Border Act. Okay, the House has already dealt with it. We'll see what the Democratic-controlled Senate does with it. If it's passed, what would this bill do?
Well, even if it's passed in the Senate, we still have to get the president to sign it. That's going to be a tough ask. but this is one of the most comprehensive border security bills ever passed in history. And I just don't want to say border security. I want to say illegal or immigration enforcement bills passed in history, because again, it doesn't just deal with border issues. It does deal with one of the primary provisions is that it does, as I mentioned earlier, require businesses to use E-Verify. And this is just the government system that's been around for years and years and years, similar to the I-9 form that employers already need to fill out for new hires. It just is a further check to ensure that the people that they're hiring are actually authorized to work here in the United States. But it also does a lot to go after some of the abuses of the asylum system that we've seen along the border. Many of the people who are crossing the border illegally are claiming asylum because it's so easy to enter in that claim of asylum. You just simply have to say, I have a credible fear for my life if I'm returned home to my home country. There's no actual burden of proof at that point in time. The burden of proof comes when you actually have your court date. But because we have such a massive backlog, the court date isn't for years and years and years down the road. We're talking 5 to 10 years with a backlog. So what the administration is doing is they're allowing those individuals to stay and work in the United States while they await their court hearing. So to strengthen that credible fear standard for the asylum seekers, to sort of root out the ones that have illegitimate claims and to help the ones that actually do have legitimate claims, the other thing that it does is it takes away that abuse that the administration has of this parole authority, where people who enter the country illegally and possibly claim asylum can just stay here. You know, under federal law, all people who are in the country illegally are supposed to be either detained or returned to the countries that they came from. But this administration is granting them parole, which they do have the authority to do that, but they've abused it. HR 2 would tighten up that parole abuse. So it really closes up those loopholes that both the illegal border crossers and the Biden administration have been taking advantage of. And also, on the whole, mandates E-Verify to try to cut off or try to prevent future illegal immigration.
Okay, Chris, last minute or so that we've got, let me bring this back around to the polling numbers you started with, showing about 30% dip in support for Joe Biden in the Hispanic Latino voting bloc. Is immigration the driver to that, or are there other issues? Because there are economic issues that are affecting everybody. How important was immigration in that change?
So there are definitely other issues. You know, you just look at the increase in gas prices over the last couple of weeks. You know, that's something that's being felt by everybody across all the entire political spectrum, across all demographics. So that hasn't helped the current president's polling numbers one bit whatsoever. So Hispanics are concerned about a lot of things, but one thing that we're also trying to get people to understand is the impact that this illegal immigration crisis that we've experienced for the last 24 months has had on all of these other issues. You know, when you're bringing in 6 million plus people into the country without authorization and allowing them to work, you're basically saturating the workplace with a surplus of labor. That's going to hold wages down, which means that wages are not rising at the same rate that inflation is. That hurts everybody's pocketbooks. So that's one of the significant impacts that immigration has. It also overcrowds schools, overcrowds roads, overcrowds hospitals. So there's a number of impacts that this massive wave of immigration, you know, I think one of the most important to think about is, in the last 2 years, if we've had 5 to 6 million people unauthorized released here into the United States through the Biden administration's policies, you're talking about adding, you know, 2 Los Angeleses to the United States of America, or entire new states in terms of population. You're going to feel that in just the amount of people, again, going to schools, driving on roads, showing up at hospitals, relying on public services. Americans are going to start to feel that pinch.
All right. And where do we learn more about what you do at Numbers USA?
They can visit us at numbersusa.com or across all the social media channels at Numbers USA.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the update.
Thanks so much.
Just ahead, speaking of the election cycle, have you noticed that all of the attention on the Republican side has been about Donald Trump? There are other candidates saying things that should be heard. I'm going to talk about that just ahead, right here on American Viewpoints.